This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America! That's right. This is part of the Home Talk USA radio family, the Home Talk USA home improvement show, where each week and every week we like to talk to different inventors, the technologies of the future. I woke up one day and I had the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton, been on the show many times trying to help these companies get their products to market, their technology to market, and I really didn't realize the path and the difficulties that it would take to get some great new technology to the market. And I said, hey, it would be a waste to have a great technology that can basically make all our lives a little better, but it didn't even come up to the plate because of all the bureaucratic, financial. So that's what this show is all about. I'd like to welcome my co-host right now, the invent a lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, how you doing?
I am doing fine, Michael. How are you?
Where does time go? It looked like I was just talking with you. Now it's time to do this all over again. Man,
I never realized how fast a week would go by till I was starting to do the radio show every Monday, and it's like, holy cow, it's Monday again.
And I think you're starting to respect of what it takes to produce a weekly radio show. It's not easy, huh? Keep coming up with the new, fresh information and topics and all the, you know, that we have to have to make the show fresh each week, right?
That is so true, and fortunately, because I've been involved with inventors across America through the United Inventors Association and certainly the National Hardware Show, and now that we are doing this, I will get somewhere between 5 and 10 new inventors every day who want to be on the show.
That's amazing.
And with my conversations with them, I have actually got topics listed out to cover us through about August.
Oh, you're doing better than us.
You know, and the list just keeps growing because I will get somebody in a conversation like, oh, we can do that for a show. Oh, we can do that for a show. So we have got inventors that contact us all the time, either through the form that is on my website, InventorLady.com, and those drop right into my mailbox, or LinkedIn. And if you go to LinkedIn, oh my goodness, we will get so many comments and requests to be on, problems that people have solved, and they want to share.
Yep. Now, today's topic...
It's wonderful.
Yeah, now today's topic is going to be about your first prototype, right?
Well, today's topic is about how things have changed post-pandemic.
Okay. Oh, now, your first prototype was last week. See, I'm a week
exactly.
behind.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Hey, I'll get you caught up. Yeah.
You got to get me caught up. All right. But that's good. There we already did a show on your first product. Hey, so tune in the show last week. That's right. So tell me about the show.
Well, you know, nobody put pandemic in their 2020 business plan. 2019 was rolling along. Everything was great. We went to the National Hardware Show. We had good products out there. And then in January of 2020, everything came to a screeching halt. And, you know, well, one of our inventors that's on today, he survived. One of the other ones, the first one, Frank, he started, you know, right about then, but now he wasn't manufacturing. So now he's getting into manufacturing mode. Well, things have changed, and our expert who's on this afternoon is Joshua Robinson with ITI Manufacturing, and they've been around for a long time. I've worked with ITI many, many years, and they're going to share with us what they have seen change post-pandemic, and some of it is material, some of it is, you know, the different stores are looking at different pricing. You know, Amazon took a big jump and ate everybody's lunch during pandemic mode. And so a lot of products now, instead of launching at a local hardware store, will launch on Amazon.
Yeah, that's a good point. And so we have a great show for everybody. And we're going to be talking about all these great new topics, the fresh content each week. And at the end of the show, we got some, always got breaking news, what's happening here. But we're going to also remind people how they can reach you, right?
That's right. We always do.
And now, Rita, there's a lot going on. So let's talk about our three guests again. Yeah, Frank Tiegler, right, with the Tiegler Leash, right?
Yes, and Frank is a fairly new inventor. He's got a lot of ideas. He's just getting ready to get some into the marketplace. Right. And then our next one, Mendel, he is actually manufacturing, and he manufactured through the pandemic. Very cool product. I know what all of my ladies in the family are getting for Christmas. They're getting one of these vases. And and then our expert, Mendel, is actually a client of ITI Manufacturing. So they have been doing the manufacturing. So great contact there. I find that a lot of times our experts and our sponsors, ITI, we're working together to see if we can get them as a sponsor. And they will have then clients. If they're going to be the expert, frequently they've got a client who lived through that issue.
Wow. And the whole purpose
we've got so many contacts out there. It's wonderful.
And the whole purpose of what we do here is to basically, again, to recap, is to give that good blueprint from the development stage, the writing stage, prototype stage, legal stage. Just walk them through this path so they can avoid them making all these serious rookie mistakes that you can make trying to get your product to market, right?
That's right. And for the inventors who are listening to the show, what we do is we say, all right, here, if you want to be able to ask questions and get on with us, we do the Inventor Roundtable meetings twice a month. They're free. All you have to do is log into it. And so that information is available for the way you sign up to attend the meetings. And, you know, a lot of times our service providers and our guests that are on will be attending the meetings, so you can actually talk to them and ask them questions. But we want all of our regular listeners out there to say, oh, my goodness, what a cool product, and then go to the websites and support your local inventors by buying their products. And that's wonderful.
That is. Well, there's some music right there that's telling me we got to take a break, got to pay some bills right here on the Home Talk USA radio program. You're listening to the Invent America segment of our show, where each week and every week we try to help, to expose, to guide, to advise all these young inventors, to and also educate you on the technology that's coming up the pike. Home Talk USA is about 10 years ahead of everybody, so it's good to know what's coming up in the near future. So right here, we are streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. On behalf of the Inventor Lady herself, Rita Crompton, and myself, the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, we're going to be right back. Yay! We'll be right back.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, welcome back. That's right. This is the Invent America show, the part of the Home Talk USA radio family, where each week and every week we try to discuss new technologies with these great inventors around, around the globe, you could almost say. And Rita, who's our next guest?
Well, our next guest is Mendel Schechtman. And Mendel, I hope I pronounced that last name correctly. He is the inventor of the Amaranth, and you can correct me on that one too, Vaz. You know, and it was funny because when he was telling me about this product, I'm thinking, okay, all of the women in the family want one of those for Christmas. And, you know, the challenge, boy, Mendel, you took the challenge right head on when you launched in 2020. So you went through all the stages, and then you've got a brand new product that you were launching right in the middle of a pandemic. So tell us first, Mendel, thank you so much for being with us, but tell us, what is the Amaranth Vaz? And then how did you go about launching when everybody else was kind of curling up their toes and you're going full speed ahead?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me. And you're two for two on the names. Both of those are correct. So good job there. When I launched in 2020, pandemic had really just started. So I had no idea if it was going to impact, how it was going to impact, and really, you know, really what to do with the product at all. I knew I had a good idea. I knew I wanted to bring it to market. So I brought it in, and kind of when I got it in, I was just trying to figure out, you know, how to go about selling it. So, I mean, just bringing in a product at all is a challenge. Figuring out how to market it is a challenge. And then with the pandemic, you're like, okay, now everybody's at home doing nothing, not going to stores or anything. So it kind of added another little bit of a wrinkle to it. But it was challenging, you know, really with or without the pandemic.
That's for sure. On the good side for you, though, is, I mean, at that point, people were really shopping on Amazon. So launching on Amazon was probably a good thing.
Yeah, we started on Amazon. I mean, we actually started on our own website and Amazon simultaneously. Amazon kind of, you know, got out of the gate pretty quickly. And you can't really match the Amazon exposure. So launching on Amazon really gives you visibility to the general, you know, customer base, but also to other sellers who see your product on Amazon and decide, hey, that looks pretty cool. I want to put it in my store. So, yeah, it's really, Amazon's been a blessing.
Well, you know, it is really cool. So tell everybody what it is.
Sure. So the Amaranth Vaz gives you the ability to drain all the old yucky water out of the vaz and replace it with fresh water without having to take the bouquet out of the vaz. Clean out the water and add water and then put the bouquet back in. So usually, you know, when you have to drain the water, you have to take out the flowers and the dirty water, you know, by hand, makes a mess, and the bouquet never goes back into the vase the same way. So you kind of ruin the arrangement there. So this enables you to change the water and trim the stems without having to touch the flowers. You just twist it, it drains the water, you snip the stems, and then you refill with water, and you're good to go.
It is very cool. I was really impressed, and I told my husband already, it's like, if it's not for Mother's Day, we want one of those for Christmas, and then I would get everybody else, all of the other women in the family, one of those for Christmas. So what have you seen shift now, kind of post-pandemic? I noticed that you've told me that you were selling in some of the stores. How did you go from that, you know, just being basically e-commerce to more now of the gift shops and person-to-person?
Yeah, so we've seen over the last year or so, things really open up and retailers be more flexible with what kind of products they bring in, you know, experimenting more. It's not just, you know, the essentials that the stores are buying. They're really opening it up to anything and everything. So they're willing to stock and take chances on products that they normally maybe typically wouldn't stock because they're seeing more foot traffic coming in and they're able to cross-sell or upsell some ancillary products that kind of fits the product categories that they're selling. So like gift shops and florists and grocery stores, you know, they're willing to take chances now on products because they're getting that foot traffic in and they can allocate some shelf space to products like mine.
Well, I know a very cool radio show where you could advertise.
In progress.
So what advice do you have for our audience in trying to get a new product into the marketplace?
Just start. Go online, find anything and everything you can about people that have done it before. Inevitably, you're going to make mistakes, but the mistakes will help you grow and build on it. The main thing is just keep going. What happened yesterday is not going to happen tomorrow. Even if you've failed the day before, it's a chance to make it right the next day. And even a success that happened the day before, it's not going to be replicated every day. So you got to keep moving, keep going, and just don't give up.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Very good.
Mendo, you very well said, my friend. It's all about thank education and information. You know, if you have the information, mm-hmm. and at least it's going to help you make that very wise and intelligent decision, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not everybody's experience is going to be the same as yours. So what didn't work for somebody else, you know, might work for you.
Well, you're right. Because the road, the path is different. It depends what your product and your technology is. Not all product and technology is going to have that same path, you know?
Yeah, and you got to recognize the difference and make an educated, as an educated decision you can make. That's what you got to do and, you know, see what happens.
Well, there's the music, my friend. Time is up. Got to pay some bills. How do we reach Mendo, Rita?
Well, he has got a website. It is ArmanthVaz.com. I will spell that for you. It's ArmanthVaz.com. And we will have the link on the website with all of the broadcasts.
Now, you know what the difference between a vase and a vase is, right, Rita?
I don't know.
$5.
Oh, there. I like that.
$5. Now, you like, you know, it could be $100. It was $5, you know. A vase.
There you go.
A vase, a vase. Hey, Mendo, thank you so much, my friend. Good luck to you.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We got to run right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. We got another guest, another topic right here with the most listened to, downloaded home improvement radio show in the country at HomeTalkUSA.com. Me and Rita will be right back. Bye.